It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Massive destruction in Maui following wildfires that have claimed 80 lives. Many more people remain missing. This resident of Lahaina says the town was caught unaware.
No sirens went off, nothing, nothing. We just had to know that ourselves. It was fight or flight with no warning whatsoever. And it spread in the matter of minutes.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti picks up the story from there.
Every survivor we spoke with tells the same story. They never received a notice to evacuate. There were no text alerts. High wind knocked out power before the fire began, meaning there was no access to television or radio news. They were literally in the dark. Officials say many of those who died attempted to outrun the flames on foot.
Hawaii's attorney general has launched an investigation into the local government response. When it comes to tourism,
Maui is a very popular destination. In fact, it's one of the most visited islands in Hawaii. Tourists come here and spend billions of dollars every year. And that's why it's very unusual to hear the tourism authority asking visitors to please leave this island as soon as they can so authorities can focus on the recovery effort.
CBS's Carter Evans. Former President Trump has been campaigning in Iowa today. Here's CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The crush of the cheering crowd seemingly undiminished by three criminal indictments now facing the former president.
Will you comply with the protective order?
They should really try and get this country back together. What they've done to this country by weaponization.
Yesterday, a federal judge in Washington granted the Department of Justice request to limit what Trump can say about sensitive material involved in the case.
More criminal indictments are possible in the Georgia election interference case. Another close call on a runway.
Two airplanes missed each other by just 100 feet. The FAA says it's investigating an incident where a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 and a Cessna Citation business jet almost crashed in San Diego. An air traffic controller cleared the smaller plane to land on the same runway where the Southwest aircraft was told to taxi. The automatic traffic surveillance system at San Diego International Airport alerted the controller, and the Cessna was ordered not to land. The FAA is sending a team to investigate. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Damar Hamlin is back after facing the most difficult challenge of his life.
Just chopping this tree down as much as I can, one step by one.
Hamlin played for the Buffalo Bills in a preseason opener today, his first time suited up for the Bills since the 25-year-old went into cardiac arrest in January. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's so hot.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. It is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Get more information at movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, dreams do come true, yes. And for Portage, Wisconsin native Kaylin Cole, that means moving to Nashville to pursue a music career at 18 and to release her debut EP, Inception, with Grammy Award-winning songwriter Bobby Boyd of Rascal Flatts in Alabama fame.
Ooh.
Now, at the ripe old age of 22, Kaylin is releasing her sophomore EP, Bourbon Warfare, on August 25th on all streaming platforms. From karaoke contest to playing the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, we are here in the brand new Devil's Lair with Kaylin Cole.
Yeah.
Kaylin, welcome to the Devil's Lair.
To
it's good to be here. Oh. I love you guys.
You have,
back at you, girl.
You have the distinct honor of being the first Devil's Lair in the new studio.
I know. Mm-hmm. I heard from Alice all that happened when I was gone. That is crazy.
We moved.
Yes, you guys moved, and this is your first live show, correct?
Absolutely.
And you know, the, our last show at University Avenue, we had Kayla in for in for an interview.
Isn't that funny?
It's like consecutive shows.
Yeah. It's like you didn't skip a beat. That's all.
And I know you've had a million things you've done in between these shows, and I know we're going to be talking about those coming up. So.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Now let's go back to the beginning, just in case there's some folks out there listening that aren't familiar with Kaitlyn.
Yeah, of course.
Tell us about how you got started, the role your parents played, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, well, my parents have been they've always been supportive with me, and that is definitely a blessing. At first thought, you know, they were being parents and they're just like, well, maybe I think she's good because I'm her parent, you know? they were like, let's get some other opinions. So at a young age, I looked up to my uncle. He played in a lot of local bands and a lot of local shows around the area of Wisconsin. And I just thought he was like a rock star and he was so cool. As on top of that, my dad was a DJ and he actually did have a radio show. I found out he had a radio show in college and then also did things on the weekend, which is super cool. But with all that to say, I just had music very prominent in my life. It was surrounding me everywhere. And so I was like, you know what? This is really great. I love it. And it's such an amazing thing to connect people with.
Oh, it is.
And so that just kind of like, I don't know, that was a big thing in my life. It was very influential at a young age. And so what I did to start off was karaoke competitions. And I remember the first competition. It was Strawberry Fest Idol in Alma Center, Wisconsin, home of like 400 to 800 people, I think. Yeah. It's such a small place. I had shorts on that were like khakis, flip flops, and a green shirt that had a butterfly on it. Oh. And I was singing at 11, and it was kind of embarrassing. You can definitely look up the video on YouTube.
Okay.
So I will say
that
on live air.
Is that when you started playing guitar as a kid, like right around 11 years old? So, and was guitar your first?
Yeah. Guitar was my first instrument. And then I moved on to piano. It's funny because they're actually very similar instruments to learn. But Dan Robson, he lives out in Portage. He's actually with the band Best Practice out in Portage. And he was my guitar teacher freshman and sophomore year of high school. And like everything school related, I didn't really study and like practice. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take what I learned, which was a lot from him, and just kind of apply it and see how I could do with it. And I think I've been doing pretty well because I've been able to do 3 to 4 hour shows, you know?
Geez,
so
yes.
Yeah. It's been really fun.
Do you think the karaoke that you did, did that help in the songwriting mechanics of singing?
I think
your vocals?
So. I think so. I think it made me doing karaoke with especially different genres and different artists allowed me to like expand my variety of music as to when I play live. But then I can do weird things with my voice that make it like I could have an Adele tone or I could have like a Rascal Flatts tone. And it's just, it's kind of cool because I experimented at such a young age of what my voice could do, you know? So
it's an instrument.
It is an instrument.
You have it figured out how to make it sound like an instrument, which is amazing.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is it's just a muscle in your body. Folks listening in, I bet you weren't expecting a science lesson tonight.
Anatomy.
But yeah, it's just like a muscle, and the more you use it, the stronger it gets, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Ugh. She uses it well, too.
I never shut up.
No, it's all so good. Oh, my gosh. We have a question here about Shotgun Jane.
Oh, my gosh.
And Spitfire Rodeo. Okay, tell me.
So because of my karaoke, you know, I did karaoke for a while, then it turned into talent competitions, and then people kind of were, you know, interested in me joining their bands.
Oh.
And so I joined Shotgun Jane at the ripe age of 16.
Oh, wow.
And my parents, being so supportive as they are and, you know, were back then, they they had to tag along because you can't have a 16-year-old in a bar playing shows.
Right. Right.
So they had to come to every show, and they didn't complain ever, not once about it.
So cool.
Yeah. And so Spitfire Rodeo was another band that I Shotgun Jane ended up not working out a whole, like a bunch of the band members were busy and we had to go our separate ways, sadly. However, Spitfire Rodeo reached out. Shotgun Jane is like in the Janesville, Beloit area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spitfire Rodeo was in the Green Bay, Appleton area. Ooh. So every weekend I would have to drive from Portage to Appleton. Mm. But it was fun. It was such a good time. Mm. So, yeah, I loved the boys that I played with.
Oh, I bet.
Now, those bands played, they played around Wisconsin.
Yes, they were regional.
So your parents
bands.
Followed you all over. Oh, regional, right?
Wow. Yeah, they were regional.
Iowa, Minnesota, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, So Shotgun Jane opened up for Madison County, which has been a band for over 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And funny enough, a guy that plays the bass now for Madison County, he went to one of my shows a couple of days ago on Thursday and introduced himself. We weren't in the same bands at the same time. However, he was like, I know of Shotgun Jane. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool.
Sometimes it's a small world, and music just brings it all together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, speaking of music, we should get to some live music.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to some live music with Kaylin Cole in the brand new Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Kaylin, the first song you have for us tonight, it's you brought it out last month when you were in here in town, and it sets the tone for your new EP, Bourbon Days. You call it You Ain't Jack. Well, I don't know Jack, but I do know Henry. Tell us about this song before you play.
So, You Ain't Jack was written with Justice Storm, Gary Frost, Cade Walker, and Drake Lopez. And they are some of my good friends in Nashville. It was fun being the only girl in the room. I had a lot to say, that's for sure. But I came in with this idea. Usually the boys come in with these grand, amazing ideas. But I was just like, I want to write this one tonight. And they just, they teed it up perfectly. And it's just so fun writing with them. It's a really awesome group down in Nashville that I have. And I've written quite a few songs. So the EP Bourbon Warfare that's coming out has a lot of these writers on it. And so it's just fun when you find something that works and like, why try to change it if it works, So, those are the very talented writers. It's basically all about, I was feeling jaded, not gonna lie, about just the bar scene in Nashville. And I was just, this song brings you into the girl's perspective of seeing a guy at a bar. And it's just like, we know that you're trying to pick up girls. Like, you're not fooling anybody. You ain't Jack, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what it's about. So
let's check it out right now. If you want to call and give Kayla a question, say hi to her. You can do that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's Kaylin Cole live in the Devil's Lair.
You think you're the life of the party, got a cup of Bacardi, slowly making your rounds, trying to make something happen, get a drunk girl to dance with so you can take her back to your house. Yeah, you think you're smooth, bending the truth, but there's so much that you lack. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back, back, back. 'Cause you leave me broken, wandering, wanting the answers I couldn't find here at the bar. You ain't Jack. You may be easy on the eyes, but I know there's a side of you that would leave me hurt. You can promise me heaven, all I get is a lesson, like a fire that would leave me burnt. Yeah, you think you got it all, can make any girl fall, but boy, you're so damn wrong. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back, back, back. 'Cause you leave me broken, wandering, wanting the answers I couldn't find here at the bar. You ain't ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Oh, no. Oh, oh. Yeah, that old number seven's got my attention. Something that you'll never have. Yeah, it treats me right and makes me feel alive. And you sure as hell can never do that. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. You ain't Jack, Jack. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back. Jack, Jack, Jack. No, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No, oh, you ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. No.
Yeah. Kaylin Cole live in the doubles layer here on Maxi Radio.
So good.
That's a good way to open the festivities tonight.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, it's funny because you know,
appreciate it.
I'm sure women all over the place are tired of like guys coming up to a bar.
Yeah.
I never actually had the courage to do it, so I was I was just the gentleman drinking my beer. And
I love that for you. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Keeps me out of trouble, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, Kaylin, by 16, you're touring the country with original music.
Yes.
You were touring, you know, through Wisconsin and Midwest, but now you opened it up. Tell us about that experience.
This is incredible.
Yeah. So I basically, I started in Wisconsin, like small town, you know, Alma Center, Milwaukee, Madison, Baraboo. I play a lot in Baraboo. Love Baraboo. However, now it's opened up to like parts of Illinois, parts of Minnesota. I just got somebody asking me if I wanted to play in Iowa next year, which is awesome. It's all about expanding your demographic and expanding your fan base. And that's what I'm trying to do as an independent artist. It's a slow but sure journey. That's for sure. And I'm in it for the long run, you know?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
But it's great because when I moved down to Nashville, it kind of trickled down into Nashville and Kentucky. There's some people, actually, there's a, so when I was in high school, there was a foreign exchange student. His name is Wojciech. He's lovely. I love this guy. I actually got to see him this week because he came back to America for 2.5 weeks to enjoy his summer.
Oh.
And he was like, I had to see you. And I was like, I have to see you. Are you kidding? But he dances in Poland. And so I actually have a following in Poland because his teacher, his dance instructor, dances to my songs. They make choreographs or choreography with my songs, which is amazing. So it's nice to have some European following too.
Oh my gosh. And it's so organic. So,
yes.
It's just kind of happening.
Yes, you know, it's happening for sure.
I'm sure you talked with Ty. Maybe go to Japan and get a bidet. Yes.
I know. That would be amazing. I would love that.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, it's been a journey. That's for sure.
You know, you talked a little bit about high school earlier. How did this whole music thing, did it impact your schooling a little bit, or did you just say, whatever, I want to do music?
It did. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have much of a social life as a high schooler. Mm-hmm. I tried to, you know, be in as many clubs and as many sports as I could be in, but I really wasn't passionate about that. I was passionate about choir, swing choir, and the musicals.
Yes.
And band, of course. Shout out Tom Shaver. Love ya. he was my band teacher. I love him so much. But it was very challenging. I had to learn how to manage my time at such a young age because I had studying to do, and I was, you know, in the top, I think it was, top 20 of our graduating class.
Oh, geez.
So I had to learn how to have it all fit in, you know? Yeah. And so I did shows on Fridays and Saturdays, and Sundays I slept in and did homework. And then, of course, Monday through Friday was school.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I'd go home and maybe try to write some songs and practice guitar. But, I mean, I wasn't good at writing songs at 16. Like, let's be honest.
Well, you need a little life experience, right?
You do.
Yes.
And now thank you.
Now that school's over, I mean, you have a little more extra time to write more songs and go on more tours and stuff
like that. I do, thankfully. I do have a 9-to-5, though, but they do allow me to work from home. So that's what I'm doing up here. Okay. You know, so I work in the morning, obviously on the weekdays, and then I play shows at night. But the weekends, I'm like, fair game, y'all.
Yeah, bye. Because how many shows did you have before you came here?
I had two.
Yeah.
So,
two today.
Yeah, I had two today.
So this is number three.
This is number three, sir. Yes,
wow.
Sir. This
pull girl that couch up going. Over there and have it relax for
I
a
know.
Second.
This girl's going places.
Nah, just give me a beer and I'm all good.
There you go. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
Oh my gosh.
You can call or text Kaylin right now through the Civic Media app.
Now, what made you decide to leave Portage, Wisconsin for the Music City in Nashville? I mean, what was it that really, you know, said, hey, I've got to change direction here.
Honestly, it was a talent competition in Ho-Chunk at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Black River Falls. There was a judge at this talent competition. His name is Chad. And he was one of the judges and heard me sing. And he came up to my mom and I and was like, do you know what Nashville, Tennessee is? And I was 16. I was like, no. I was like, where's that, bro?
It's out in Montana, right?
Yeah, in Montana. No, but I was like, no, tell me about it. And so he's telling me, and the initial interest for Nashville was Belmont University. But then I was like, all right, it's that much to go a year. Cool. Let's just try the music route and be in, like, just immerse yourself in the culture there, in the music industry, go out and network. And that's what I do. That's what I did every single day. I was 18 when I moved, like Rocker said, and I only had access to a few bars that wouldn't check my ID at the door. And so I was like, all right, cool, let's play this. No, I did not drink underage. I did not do that. But what I would do with that was I would go and see these people and network and ask them, you know, their questions of how are you doing it, you know? You have to, all you have to do is ask. People can say no.
Right.
People say
right.
no.
Yep.
But you have to ask in order for people to help you. You can't expect it, you know?
This is amazing. What a great story.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
let's get back to live music with Kaylin Cole in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called 1103. Is this AM or PM?
I know. I saw that. It's so funny. This is PM. For all of those that are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
But so this song is actually really personal. It was one of my most personal ones that I've am going to put out. This is going to be on the album August 25th. I'm very excited.
Yes.
But this is about, honestly, my first true heartbreak as an adult.
Mm.
And I wanted it to be a title that people were like, I wonder what this song is about, and click on it, you know? And it doesn't really tell a whole story the time, but in the first verse, it tells you the setting and what's happening with the people that are in the story. So I'm really excited for this one to be out.
And we're really excited to hear it right now. We're live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Smack Sync Radio on Civic Media with Kaylin Cole.
It's 11:03, we're in my car. The truth's coming out, rain's pouring down hard, and you're speaking, but you're not saying the things on your mind, what's really going on. You're careful with your words, but you're careless with my heart. I'm tired, and I can't keep waiting. These feelings are fading, but I found the one. But you're faking, and me holding on to false hope. And I know that it's time to let go. So shut up and just let me say, won't beg for attention. Feeling myself fall in this tension. Gotta break it off, 'cause I need somebody who knows how to treat me. It's not that you did me wrong, but it's still your fault. It's still your fault. Another Friday night, making friends with the couch. Wanna get dressed up, want you to take me out and go dancing under the neon, yeah. Still, we're 2 weeks in, already playing house. I try to be clear, but you wouldn't hear me out. I'm done crying. Oh, this ain't worth any more of my time. These feelings are fading. Thought I found the one, but you're faking. Had me holding on to false hope, and I know that it's hard to let go. So shut up and just let me say, we'll beg for attention. Letting myself fall in this tension. Gotta break it off, 'cause I need somebody who knows how to treat me. It's not that you did me wrong, but it's still your fault. It's still your fault. Oh, 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 yeah. And you don't know what halfway is. You left me waiting there. No, I won't be there. Fading, but I found the one, but you're faking. Have me holding on to false hope, and I know that it's time to let go. So shut up and just let me say, won't beg for attention. Let myself fall in this tension. Gotta break it off, 'cause I need somebody who knows how to treat me. It's not that you did me wrong, but it's still your fault. It's still your fault. Oh, 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 oh. It's still your fault. Fault. It's still your fault. 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 It's still your fault. Yeah, you know.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I like that song. Kaylin Cole, live on The Devil's Lair and Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rockers, it's 26 after. Should we go to break now, or do you want to do this next one now?
Why don't we go to break, Jimmy?
Let's do that.
I'm breaking a break.
Taking a break. Get up a beer. We'll be right back live in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Over the years, we have done our best to bring you the highest quality products our industry has to offer, and we are very excited to bring you a new location just east of the Capitol at 951 Williamson Street. Now with three locations, there's an Ignite Glass and Gifts near you, no matter which side of town you're on. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Let's torch some glass at Ignite.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Thanks for tuning in tonight. If you missed any part of the show, you can grab the podcast at civicmedia.us. You can also hear the replay tomorrow, Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Sunday at 6 p.m. I love Sunday Fun Day.
I do too.
I love Kaylin Cole live in the Devil's Lair too. This is awesome, rocker.
Thank you.
Kaylin, your Instagram and social media presence is incredible.
Thank you.
I want to know, what are your secrets? Because we all need a little bit of what you got.
Yeah.
So honestly, how do you do it?
I try to be myself, you know? Mm-hmm. You have to think as an artist, what is your brand? And my brand is myself. And what is about myself that I like? Well, I like my hair, so I try to brand that. And I like to I like my ability to make people laugh, you know? So I try to be kind of stupid on social media, you know? Like, I try to make people laugh. It's all about, I don't know, it's all about trial and error at this point. I honestly, Rocker, I have no idea what I'm doing. It's just, you know, it's trying to find your fan base, your demographic. What sticks?
Yep. You know? That kind of ties into, you know, going through school, going on national. Mm-hmm. You're doing your own thing, and you're doing it your way.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I wish I could do as good as you, not knowing what I was doing.
I could, let's sit down and have coffee, Rocker.
Teach these boys how to do selfies, all right?
Yes. Oh, man. Well, let's get back to live music with Kaylin Cole in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Working On It, and it's from your debut EP, Inception. And why do today what you can do tomorrow? How can this song help me?
So working on it, I just released two months ago. It's actually going to be on the next EP, Bourbon Warfare, and I'm super excited. It was just the beginning of this whole era of like country soul music that I want to do. So it was the opener, and I feel like it was a great introduction to this era, and it's kind of a sassy song.
Good.
Yeah. But it's all about people in your life that say that they want to work on it, but they're just working on it. They're actually not like doing any action to put forth.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
working
this.
On it.
Effort.
yeah. So it's a little sassy.
Procrastination.
Let's check that out right now. If you want to call and ask Kayla a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. You can also call or text us in the app. Mm-hmm. Live at the Devil's Lair is Kayla Cole.
You keep on saying you're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all it's doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do what you do best. Well, I'm working on packing my bags. You just keep working. Thank you.
working on it. Keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it. I made up my mind. Something you never did time after time. I'll be driving down I-65 while you keep working on.
Yeah. Woo! Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Kaylin Cole live in the Devil's Lair.
Good.
Presented by, hold on, Terry.
Presented
by the Aaron Weber Group. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask Kaylin a question. And we actually have a caller on the line. Pam, how you doing tonight?
Awesome.
I am doing great.
Where are you calling from tonight?
Sounds great too.
Oh my gosh, is this Pam Dyer?
Pam Dyer. I just saw her a couple nights ago.
Yes. Aww. She is the sweetest. I love Pam. She gave me a card and just, she wrote the nicest things. I was actually, I know you scribbled your number in there, and I was going to call you, Pam. So I'm going to call you this weekend to catch up.
The one thing I forgot to ask, I guess I'm not for certain, are you going to be touring back here in Wisconsin at all before the end of the year? Or do you just normally post that like on your Instagram?
Yes, I will post that on my Instagram and Facebook. Also, I have your number now, so I'll just text you, Pam. But right now, I am not going to be back. However, I really want to be back next summer. And I think I will be, you know, 80% sure. So
thanks for calling, Pam.
Yes, and what I wanted to jump in and say here, we have a couple of texts as well. This one I really like. Obviously, they are listening very carefully because they say, who is your dream celebrity that you wish you could open for?
Oh, I thought they were like, who wish you could date? And I was like, no, we're getting into the personal things.
Oh, funny.
No. As of right now, is this like my dream or is this like realistically like the next step?
Just throw it out there, whatever you feel.
I would love to open for Lainey Wilson.
Oh,
I know that she's like on the rise with her career right now. Mm-hmm. She is killing it. I love her voice. I love her personality. I feel like she's a very authentic artist.
Yep.
And I would just love to be somebody who supports her act.
That's perfect.
I would love that.
Okay. And I thank them for texting.
Yes.
The other one, I have to read this really quick.
Okay.
Hey, KK.
Hey, KK.
Love you. It's Grams and Pops.
Go,
oh, no. Not the grandma.
Yes.
And thanks, then Grandma. I love you.
You're still crazy.
Yeah. They know. You know where I get it from?
Oh,
them.
I love this so much. Oh, my
gosh. Well, thanks, Grandma. Love you.
One thing that we want to ask you about, because you were on, I think we were saying 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
And then we were doing some other shows and we were doing some other things. Meantime, you did too. You went to Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about this. You backpacked? Did you do some music?
You were leaving the next day, actually.
Yes, I was. Man. It was actually insane. Yeah. So my friend Chelsea in Nashville, she and I, we've been friends for, you know, a couple years. Her friend was supposed to go with her. They started planning this trip last November. Her friend lost her passport, was not able to go. And I was like, wow. I have my passport. So, I mean, I would love to go. My friend Chelsea called me. I was on my way back home from a show. And she was like, what are you doing right now? I was like, I'm driving. What's up? And she was like, I know this is such a crazy question right now. And I totally expect you to say no. But would you want to go to Europe with me in 4 days? I'm like, 4 days? Sign me up. I was like, okay. It was crazy. I mean, this is the part of my life where I can do things like that. And I can afford to do those things because, you know, I don't have husband. I don't have kids. I don't have to check in a whole lot.
the only thing I had to check in with was work.
Oh,
and yeah. I will say it time and time again. I love the 9 to 5 that I have in Nashville. It's a corporate company from coast to coast. And I do staffing for the company, but I can do that from wherever.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah. Yes. So while I was in Europe, I had a full day, and then their 9 a.m. is my 5 or 4 p.m. in Europe. So I just started from 4 to midnight. I just worked and then explored in the morning. It was amazing.
Oh,
I saw
good.
So many things, met so many people. It's because I'm just going to remember it entire life.
That's called living the life right there.
Living
the life the way it should be lived.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I loved it.
I look forward to retiring and just travel somewhere at the drop of the hat.
Isn't that amazing?
I would love to do that.
Yep.
Soon.
Yeah.
I got a few more belly rubs to give, but soon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jimmy. On August 25th, Kaylin, you are releasing your sophomore EP, Bourbon Warfare.
Yes.
And first, tell us about the title of the EP and then about the EP itself.
Okay. Well, the title of the EP, I was sitting down with my producer, Ben Reno. He has produced this entire album. He is a very talented guy. And we were just talking about, you know, the title of the album. I was like, I don't want it to be Kaylin Cole, you know, because it's a sophomore album. And even my first album was not my name. So I was just like, what catches people's attention? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily my name, especially my fans. Like, they know who I am already. Bourbon Warfare is just such a different title, you know? So people, I feel like, are going to be intrigued, and they're just going to be like, what is this about? And Bourbon Warfare is all about basically a coming of age album of figuring out who you are, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, what your boundaries are as a person, and just figuring out your life as a mid 20 something, you know? And it's a very personal album. All of this music I have had a hand in writing, and I just have so many people to thank with this album. But there's been so many people that have been a part of it and have been just supportive with it. And the Bourbon Warfare is one of the songs in the album.
Yeah.
So Bourbon Warfare, I'll be playing it for you tonight, but that's the title track of the album.
Well, we're all still trying to figure it out, you know. Even we older adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not old. So. What are you talking about?
And I feel like you see a theme here. Like, I played You and Jack. There's Bourbon Warfare.
Yeah.
Working on it is working on Jack. Like, it's just, I love whiskey.
Well, and so Jack, there's a whiskey,
yes,
right?
Yes, Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Mm-hmm. And so on the cover, you're pouring a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey onto the ground. Now, in Wisconsin, that could be considered a crime.
A crime, right? Yes.
At least it wasn't
Don't
brandy.
Worry. There was a cup I was pouring it in.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I was thinking there might be a person laying on the ground with their mouth open, you know?
Wouldn't that be so funny if it was like BTS of You Ain't Jack photo shoot? Like, somebody with their mouth open? That would be hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get back to live music with Kaylin Cole in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's the title cut from your EP, Bourbon Warfare.
Oh, I love
so
this.
Excited.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this song of choices.
Yes. So this song is, I wrote it with Kurt Stevens and Kent Jenkins, and they're both lovely lads. This was actually our first write, and Kurt came in with the idea, and I met him at a show, and I was like, I would love to write with you. He's just an amazing artist himself. He has a couple of songs that he just released this summer. But anyway, we were in a room and he comes out with this title, and I was like, oh my God. I was kind of taken aback. I was like, this is awesome. I love this. And the way that we went, the direction that we went with the song is just exactly what I imagined. And he was happy with it. I was happy with it. Nobody was cutting it. And I just asked the boys, I was like, is it okay if I cut it? My personal, like, one of my morals, I guess, is if I didn't come up with the idea in the room and I want to cut the song, I want to ask all of the writers to see if it's okay. I mean, technically, legally, we can all cut it, but just a respect thing, you know, for them. Mm-hmm. And Kurt was like, go for it.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
good.
All right. So I'm actually going to be, him and I are going to be doing a project with it soon that you'll probably see in the next couple of months. So
we'll be watching.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kaylin Cole is live in the Devil's Lair right now, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Turn up the volume right now. Kaylin Cole live on the Devil's Lair.
Talk slow when it's late at night and you're just getting home. I can see it in your eyes, I can smell it on your words. They cut like a knife, 'cause you know where it hurts. And this bourbon warfare, nobody wins. I didn't sign up to fight. What's it gonna be? My grandmother's vase that she brought back from Rome, it's in pieces in the ground in this house that don't feel like a home. Can't put it back together, but then still chance that we could be together if you could be a better man. This bourbon warfare, nobody wins. I didn't sign up to fight in this battle that we're in. I don't want to be another late night casualty, so you'll have to choose. Jim Beam. What's it gonna be? Yeah. Oh, what's it gonna be? Oh, that battle on me and this bourbon warfare. Nobody wins. I didn't sign up to fight in this battle that we're in. I don't wanna be.
Kalen Cole live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. I like that song. That was cool.
Thank you. So good. Very good. Are getting more texts.
Oh, good.
Text blowing up tonight.
I love it. Blow
yes.
it up, people.
I don't know who this is from, but I love this comment. I have dreamed of you on the radio being interviewed and singing for years. This makes me so happy to hear you tonight.
Oh. That is so sweet.
Wow. I will that. Respond and tell yes. them
ask,
thank you.
Ask that texter if they have the winning lottery numbers, too.
Another person saying, we are so proud of you.
Oh, my God. And they're going to make me cry.
Oh, well, and this one, love you, Kalen, Eddie and Tilly Graham.
Oh, my grandma. Yes. Grandma.
So you have both grandparents
we got
listening.
Both grandparents listening. Oh my you know why? Goodness. Because I texted them this morning to download the Civic Media
and
app.
And they did it.
And they did.
And they figured out how to do it.
I love you guys so much.
That's awesome.
This is terrific.
Yeah, this has been really fun.
And Pam is actually still on hold. I don't know
what?
If we didn't,
oh my gosh.
If we missed a question. Pam, did you have another question? Nope, she's gone.
Okay.
No, she's there.
Oh.
Say that again.
How can I find out, like, different spots you're playing at in Nashville? Because that's not something you list. That's more the local places there, correct? That they list.
Yes.
There.
Yes. Pam, I post on my Facebook and Instagram stories typically a couple of days before where I'm going to be performing. So I actually, that actually takes us into our next question,
it
I think.
Does.
But I love you, Pam. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow.
And Uncle Jason.
You don't have to worry about that. You just go and keep on doing
keep on working on it.
I seriously, yeah, working on it. She loves that song. I love her.
Yes,
Pam brought it home there.
Yeah, that was she great. Totally brought it home.
Uncle Jason just texted as well.
Oh, Jason,
got the whole family and listening. Yeah, to yeah.
He
awesome.
Just said, "I love you so much."
I love you too, Jason. They're actually family camping right now.
Wow.
So after this, I might gander down there. You know,
that's perfect.
Take a little gander.
This is so
it's
good.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, now, Kaylin, you have a show tomorrow, August 13th. Yes. It's at the Tumbled Rock Brewery in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Home is where the heart is. Tell us about playing for your hometown crowd and coming back to the Midwest. Is this a reverse culture shock for you?
Honestly, it is recharging for me to come back to the Midwest because, one, I always like to make it a... I love to make the effort to come back home because, one, I get to see my family, but, two, I also get to see the people who started supporting me from day one, which is a really big deal. If I, you know, let's say I blow up next year or the year after that, I would love to try to make it to, you know, Madison or Milwaukee or just fit Wisconsin or the Midwest in there somehow, some way, because I just think that's fair because you need to tend to your fans and that's what they make you who you are, you know, at the end of the day. So I would just love to come back here every time I come on tour and usually that's in the summer. So I plan on being back for sure.
That's good.
You're probably
going to
blow up before a couple of years.
I would think so.
I don't know.
No. You're kind of blowing up tonight, right?
You know? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, it's been really fun. I just, you know, it's a journey. Everybody's journey is different. It's really hard when you said, you know, reverse culture shock. It's so nice to come back because people just want to hear your music and they want to hear your story. And it's just so nice to be performing and just let that, you know, all of the networking and everything, like let that go, let your guard down a little bit when you come back home. And I do really feel that here in Nashville, it's more competitive.
Oh,
it really is. More people, more competitive. And I have friends down there. I'm very thankful for them, but it's just different coming back here because it's almost like a safe space for me.
I love that. Home. Yeah. It's all about home.
It
sometimes.
Is about home. Mm-mm.
So Pam, here you go. Nashville, August 15th the Dogwood.
Yes.
And the 16th at the Fieldhouse Tavern.
Yes.
And you said Nashville is pretty competitive. Tell us a little bit about the scene for us Wisconsinites. Like, you know, like if somebody's going to go down there, a new person, young person, they want to move to Nashville. Ooh. What would you tell them?
I would tell them to go out as much as you can to in as many places as you can, meet people. That is all getting to where you want to go in Nashville right now. In this industry is all about knowing who you know. Mm-hmm. It's just people who you know. It's your contacts. I don't know what it was like, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. However, nowadays it is sometimes it's, you know, money. Money is always a great thing to push people's way and then they can get you a little bit quicker to where you want to go. However, if you want to do it in an organic in an authentic way, it's meet people and create relationship with them because relationships go for years, you know, and people, first impressions are very important. They really are, especially in Nashville. So
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, or call or text on the Civic Media app. Rocker, we got Maxine Kevy coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to pay a tribute to Joey Jonas from Bad Year. Riley and Jordan for Music for the Masses coming up. Also, Essential Last Crack. And Robert Halstead from Sky Urchin will join us here. And I think we have time for one more song, Rocker.
Oh, I hope so.
Let's try it. Yeah. Let's get back to live music in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have tonight is called Bino. Tell us about this song before you play.
And I kind of made it the last song on purpose because it's called Bino. No pun intended. But it's called Bino because it has two meanings, actually. So it's a double entendre. I wrote this with Julielle, who lives in Nashville. She's actually my roommate. I freaking love her. But then PJ Repetto, he's also a great guy. And I just loved getting into the room with them. I asked them, I was like, all right, how is everybody feeling today? And Julia was like, I'm feeling sassy. And I was like, me too. Great. I'm glad we're on the same page. And PJ was like, all right, well, I guess we're going to write a sassy song. So it's all about knowing your worth and just not taking anything from anybody. And it's just like, you know what? Maybe you should be X out of my life. Bye now.
Let's hear it.
It's kind of harsh, but ooh, I like it. It's good.
I love that attitude.
I do too.
Let's get into it right now. Much. Kayla Cole live in the Devil's Lair. Got about 4 minutes here. Take it away.
Sitting all alone, been ready to go. Should have been here 9:15. Can't blame it on the Chevy, you used that one already, and I'm not giving in this time. Don't bother coming all the way out here. The last you'll see of me is in your rear view mirror. By now, have 40 in the bank and 20 down on a house. By now, know it's better to be lonely than be waiting around. And by now, got my foot on the gas and you keep slowing me down. Get out of my way, got nothing to say, so the last thing out of my mouth is by now. By now, yeah. Should've met me at the house, but you couldn't do that. Now the whole thing's going south. They don't want it that bad, gonna miss with your hat, but you're never gonna forget this. Goodbye now. Have 40 in the bank and 20 down on the house. Better to be lonely than be waiting around. And by now, got my foot on the gas and you keep slowing me down. Get out of my way, got nothing to say, so the last thing out of my mouth is by now. Oh yeah. And 20 down on the house. By now, know it's better to be lonely than be waiting around. And by now, got my foot on the gas and you keep slowing me down. Get out of my way, got nothing to say, so the last thing out of my mouth. Been wrapped around your finger, you shouldn't pull the trigger, and there should have been a rock on mine. So by now, yeah, by now, yeah. Oh yeah, by now.
Yeah. Oh. Kaylin Cole live in the Devil's Lair.
Been such a fun time.
That's all these songs you've shared with us tonight so fun to listen to. They have soul, they have meaning, and we love it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That one really got me. Yeah. I think that's my I love all of them, but I think that's my favorite.
Well, shoot,
right
I might
now.
Have to cut it.
Well, it was just recorded tonight.
Yeah, it was just recorded on Max Inc. Radio.
All right, so for the people out there that are with their jaws on the floor right now, tell us where we can see you next and how we can get your music.
Mm-hmm. Again, tomorrow, Sunday at 6 to 9 p.m., you can see me at Tumbled Rock Brewery in Baraboo, Wisconsin. It is always packed out, so make sure to get a good seat and get there early. But then I also have shows. Feel free to message me on Facebook, people. I am very friendly.
You like to chat with the fans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I totally
do. And she does.
I totally do. Mm-hmm. I love doing it. But I tell everybody at my live shows, when you come to Nashville, let me know. I will ask you, you know, if you have time to come out to shows. And I would love to grab a drink with anybody, too. I mean, I don't hate. So, Kaylin Cole is Kole. Definitely go look me up. I have a website, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all that stuff.
Good.
Awesome.
What a night, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Live in the Devil's Lair.
Woo.
Terry, Rocker, it's been a fun evening breaking in the brand new studio.
No kidding.
Let's go get pizza.
Let's go get pizza. We'll be back again next week.
Yes.
We got Maxine Heavy coming
up
next.
Have fun with the Heavy.
We got Sky Urchin, Essential Last Crack. We got Music for the Masses in Watertown. That's next weekend. We'll have the interview with that. And we're going to pay tribute to Joey Jonas from Bad Year, who passed away. That's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thanks, everyone.
Great. Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
...93.5, The Tap.